from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? We'll grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies, you get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Love Don't Sleep.
It's great.
It's great. All right,
guys. Big day today.
Big day today. Cut down day. I want to get into all that. But first, I am kind of interested in this. It's always interesting when former name players are asked about the Commanders. And if you remember the backdrop, it's been a while now. I think everyone's kind of over the Montez thing. You know, we're on new era.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very upset when they moved him. He felt like they gave up on him. I think he thought he was going to be here for a long time. But turns out he loves it in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how he's had his first double-digit sack total, which is something he always wanted to do there in Chicago. And he says he believes he's in the right spot with the Bears. And quote, it was a toxic, heavy toll. Mm-hmm. Just losing and people around you being kind of okay with losing. It could sometimes rub off on you. You got to stay hungry and know that you want to win. Didn't it just seem like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to blame Ron again, that Ron was just totally fine with losing? He just seemed totally comfortable with it.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I don't know if he was comfortable. He didn't seem that upset.
Right.
I don't know if he wasn't happy they were losing.
I think this.
But he just didn't seem upset.
Kind of okay with losing.
But I think he knew the writing was on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely in the last year.
He knew.
Phoned it in.
He knew it wasn't working. He knew Howell wasn't working. Bieniemy wasn't working. The defense sucked. I mean, he just knew. And he knew he was gone.
Fault. This is sweat. Yesterday, the Chicago Sun-Times. I definitely made a transition to a better spot for me. This was my first Pro Bowl, first double-digit sack year, all those types of things. I reached some accolades that I always had aspirations of getting, but never reached in Washington. You could definitely say it worked out for me. So, anyway, whatever. We'll see how good the Bears are. They had the number one pick,
right?
You know, in the draft. But yeah. I think they're clearly on a team on the rise to watch out for. The other guy, though, that had I don't think this is a terrible comment by any stretch, but Jahan Dotson is quoted, and the only part I could find is where he says he's asked about moving from Washington to Philly, and he says, quote, it's completely different.
Hmm.
They have different standards, different ways of doing things. Now, I feel like this group, this staff, has much different standards and different ways of doing things than Ron's staff. Is he referring to the Ron years?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe
that
not.
Wasn't my interpretation.
You think he's joining
a team that is a championship contender. I think that's really what he's alluding to. And it's an easy thing to say that when you join.
Yeah, but he's making a big point of saying it's completely different. So is he I'm okay with him saying that the Ron culture was completely different, different standards, different way of doing things. Is he saying...
I think he means expectations, at least for the short term. Like,
yeah,
nobody expects the Commanders to make any sort of playoff run or impact, and the Eagles should be one of the favorites in the NFC.
Now,
I think that's what he's...
Okay.
I think that's what he's touching
on. Or maybe, maybe he's just... Maybe he's equating the two styles just based on the fact that they didn't want him. So maybe he's blaming them too.
Well, remember, Brian...
Because they didn't want him.
Brian is never going to call him out by name, but he's acknowledged that when he saw bad body language with guys, Jahan was one of those guys. And I think it was probably he saw the writing was on the wall that he didn't have a big role with this team.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy, and I'll just say for the record, Brian is not the person that told me this, but there's another guy who... I was told had some kind of dicey body language, and today could be a tough day for him.
Hmm.
And that's Chris Rodriguez. If you've noticed, he hasn't had a very big role with this group.
Thought he was all right in the final preseason game.
He was decent in the game against the Pats.
Yeah,
he was in the final game.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was told is he's been a guy that hasn't been super. His body language hadn't been great throughout camp because he hasn't had a big role.
Hmm. I mean, he's a backup. He shouldn't have that big of a role.
Well, there are other guys that they seem to like ahead of him.
Maybe
look,
like
I'm not guaranteeing Rodriguez is going to have a spot on the roster. Yeah. If they
McNichols,
don't like
San
him,
Francisco guy, obviously.
They're moving Kaz Allen, putting him in running back. They're putting McCaffrey at running back. Time.
This front office and coaching staff, they're moving former first-round picks. So, of course, if they don't like Rodriguez or they like other guys better that are competing against him, they'll cut him. They have no affinity for him. They didn't select him.
I completely agree. I'm just telling you, that's it. That's, you know, that's a guy that I've heard that also hasn't been super thrilled with his usage.
Getting back to Dotson for just a second. I mean, he's got to compete with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith for targets. Those guys had 270 of those last year. Then they add Saquon Barkley to the backfield. That's a guy who's going to soak up targets too.
Yep.
Dallas Goedert.
If he can stay healthy.
Is he the clear number three, or is he going to compete for number three?
I don't know.
Who's behind him on the depth chart? I noticed the names the other day. I've forgotten already. And they weren't like pushovers like I'd heard of.
My point is,
the current depth chart,
he has a tough path to getting balls thrown his way.
Well, they drafted Johnny Wilson out of Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a third or fourth rounder. They got Paris Campbell, and they got... Britton Covey, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, but yeah. Paris Campbell's not terrible.
He's not, but he has a hard time staying healthy. He's had an injury-riddled career.
Yeah, but they drafted two receivers. Actually, Wilson was drafted in the sixth round. Anaya Smith, who was drafted out of Texas A&M. So they got they got two young guys, and they got the two studs above them.
Maybe that's the best role for him at this point in his career. Maybe he's just overdrafted and isn't a number two wideout on a team. Maybe he's a number three/slot type of wideout. That plays a smaller role.
I think
see how it works out.
I think,
and by the way, guys get hurt all the time.
Of course,
yeah.
He's gonna have opportunities.
Right. He'll have some opportunities, no doubt. But I'm not sure as a primary. I don't think his days as a primary threat.
I think those days are over.
Yeah, but I will say this, and I think it's important to know that coaches can make a star out of anybody they want.
Sure,
they can highlight a guy mm-hmm. to justify and feed him balls all day and highlight him. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen with Brown and Smith in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be tough.
All right, so it's cut down day, and let's just go through some of the positions. It's not that hard, I don't think, really, to go through it. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that they take 25 on offense, 25 on defense, and then you got your three special teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair assumption. Maybe it's 26, 24, but let's just say 25, 25. They're probably going to keep just two quarterbacks. That seems to be the trend. I know they're going to stash Hartman somehow. And I'm telling you, I think.
But they could put Hartman on like a pup.
I think he might be on season long IR.
There's a possibility of that, yeah.
And then Driscoll, I think, deserves a spot on the practice squad, but maybe not. We'll see what happens there. But that all won't flesh itself out for a couple days, probably. So Jaden and Mariota. Drav, I got to tell you, man. I know you're a Mariota guy. The fan base is not enamored with
Mariota.
He's
a Mariota guy.
Yeah. A Mariota guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they don't understand game management.
They don't know nuance.
Yeah, they don't know the nuance of it. Right. He's going to protect the ball and keep you in the game if he's in there.
All right, by the way, I saw...
Were you that impressed by Driscoll the other day?
He had the interception. It wasn't his best outing.
I don't understand it. Why is everyone hyping him up?
I don't understand the Driscoll hype either.
I think because he had the long scramble in week two.
That's what he can do.
I've also been impressed with some of his throws and some of his reads.
He's been a horrible quarterback when it comes to playing in the regular season.
I agree, yeah. I'm not letting that bias me.
You don't let the past performance bias you at all?
I'm just looking at his results and going, he deserves... I'm not saying he should start. I'm saying he should be on the practice squad. I'm saying he deserves
If Jeff
an
Driscoll was ever starting, the season's over.
If you're just
talking about making a team and having a spot, that's lit.
I just think there are 500 Jeff Driscolls out there just floating around.
Think of it like this. It's week 15 in the season. Jane Daniels has a sore ankle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can't come out for the second half of the game. Mm-hmm. You're fighting for the division. Would you rather have Marcus or Driscoll coming out for the second half to try and steal the game?
Put it this way. I haven't seen anything from Mariota that intrigues me.
I think they're both bad options.
He has a better resume. I agree.
I agree. I'm not stupid. I'm just telling you he can run. He's big and strong. And he throws a way nicer ball than I thought. I don't know. He's just way better than I thought.
When have you seen Mariota?
Very little.
Yeah. You're making a judgment on a guy you haven't seen. You're just hearing rumblings.
No. I'm not basing
Mariota
it on the
can
rumblings.
Do all those things.
Here's the one thing I don't do, Drab, is base anything on rumblings. Everything is here. I'm basing it on...
Well, you haven't seen Mario.
I saw him play a series. It was abysmal. And every time I see him thrown in the net, he misses the box. Every time.
All right. We're talking about backup quarterbacks here.
I know.
What are we arguing about?
He misses the little box in the net all the time.
Driscoll has a 58.6% completion percentage in his career.
I'm not saying
that is horrendous.
I know. I'm just telling you, there's a reason why he's survived. The guy's an elite athlete. He's a great athlete.
For all of you quarterback wins guys, he's 1-10.
Yeah. Well, he's been on bad teams too, right? What are the teams he's been on?
He's been on Cincinnati, Detroit, Denver, Houston, and Cleveland. He's also been on every team in the league.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do they keep signing him?
Because he's a camp body.
He's 6'4".
Yeah. Well, because he can run.
He's
a very good athlete.
That's fine. He's just a bad NFL
player. I agree with you, though, Cakes. Dime a dozen. Like I saw yesterday, Will Greer got cut, right? Will Greer's already been on like seven teams.
Right. These guys are all floating out.
You guys want
there.
Everybody to be a Pro Bowler. It's not realistic.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Running back. Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, they're locks. The question is third running back. What are the options?
McNichols, Rod, Michael Wiley.
They seem to like Wiley. So I think that, who knows where that could go? I don't know. It could be McNichols. Could be Wiley.
But they're definitely going to keep three.
Yeah. Wide receivers, the standard number typically is like six. McLaurin, lock. Brown, lock. Oz, lock. McCaffrey, lock. Then it comes down to who are the other guys going to be?
I think it's going to be Crowder.
I think it should be Crowder.
And who knows about
Bryant caught a touchdown, had a couple of pass interferences. He's the one guy that stands out in terms of his physicality, his size.
I think you could make the argument for him to be the last guy on there because of his size and experience.
Good red zone target.
But they do like Tremaine. Yeah. He was sort of the Mitchell Tinsley of this year's camp who made a bunch of plays early on. Didn't really do a ton in the preseason games. So I think it comes down to Tremaine and Brian.
What about Pringle?
Pringle, I actually think, also has a shot at making it.
Yeah.
So maybe they.
But I think Crowder is going to definitely be. So I think he's going to return punts.
The problem is they haven't used him. They're trying to see if anybody else can do it.
They were trying to see if McCaffrey could do it. I don't think McCaffrey's going to return punts.
McCaffrey's too green for that, I think. Tight ends, if they keep four, I think Cole Turner can survive. If they keep three, trouble.
Yeah, dicey for him.
But I think they might need four because I think what I'm hearing is they're going to run a lot of two tight end sets, right? So if they do that, they're probably going to need that fourth tight end, which might
I would be surprised
well
if they
him.
Kept four.
You would?
Yeah.
Three might be the
I think
number.
Zach Ertz is going to be heavily involved as long as he's healthy.
Until he breaks down.
Yep.
All right, tackles, offensive linemen. This is where I just defer to who's been playing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then guys where they're drafted. So Coleman has been hurt. Wiley.
Did Coleman play one play in the preseason?
I'm not sure that he did.
I don't think Wiley,
a lot of hype.
Lucas, Trent Scott. Those are your tackles, potentially. Guard, Cosme, obviously. Then it gets interesting. I mean, Allegretti, I assume.
Yep, starter.
But then, I mean, are they going to keep Chris Paul? He hasn't been overwhelming.
Stromberg.
Some of these guys are versatile, so maybe they will. They have that position flex that Ron always talked about. And then
how'd that work out?
And then center, I assume Badash, and I don't know anything about
Michael Yadish.
I don't know anything about Michael Dieter.
Oh. Tom Cameron.
Let's just real quick. I know Cakes,
Cameron.
All good.
Let's go defense.
Can my brother make a mistake?
Who are they going to keep there at tackle? Obviously, Payne and Allen. Johnny Newton, he's another one who's been injured.
Mathis could be let go.
It's either Mathis or Ridgeway. I always think that Ridgeway's flashed more, but Mathis did have a good final game. I don't know if that's enough, though.
Do they keep three or four tackles?
I think they're going to keep four.
All right. So those probably Payne, Allen, Ridgeway, Newton.
Mathis has a fighting shot.
He's got a shot.
All right, defensive ends, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell, the new guys I brought in. KJ Henry's definitely distinguished himself at times.
He's definitely making it.
Fowler in.
I don't know about these other guys. I don't know about Tervante Jean Baptiste. Andre Jones Jr. made a couple plays.
Season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
That could those could be your five outside linebackers. Obviously, everyone's raving about Frankie Louvu, Dante Fowler, veteran they brought in, and then that's where they could stash Jamin. Although I think they'll mostly play him at end when they do play him, and then middle linebacker Bobby Wagner, obviously.
Frankie Louvu's my boy, by the way.
That's your guy.
He's my neighbor.
I know he's your neighbor. Have you had any?
I was walking the dog the other day, and I saw him drive by, and I just went. What's up?
Okay.
And he honked.
He honked at you? He gave you a quick tap?
Yeah, how ripped is he? Could you tell?
No, he was in his tinted windows.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know what truck he drives.
Very ripped.
And it's got Carolina tags on
right.
his truck.
Right.
He switched those up to VA
that's
tags.
That's my boy.
Does he drive a Raptor? Silly Raptor?
I don't know what kind it is. I should have looked.
I thought you said you know what kind of truck he drives.
Well, I mean, just a big pickup truck, but okay. Huge wheels. It could have been a Raptor.
All right. The other question is Jordan McGee at middle linebacker. So we'll see there. Corners, St. Juste, Forbes, Michael Davis, Sanestrill. And then I guess Igbinana Haney. Is that how you say his name, Cakes?
Sure.
Yeah. He could be the fifth. And then safety, a projection, Chin.
Quan,
Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, Derek Forrest. And everyone's been talking about Tyler Owens.
Yeah.
So that could be it. And then we'll just assume that the kicking situation is what it is right now. Tress, obviously, a lock. They don't have anybody else. I don't think they're going to cut Cade. Did they give Cade any guaranteed money? Did he sign a multi-year deal?
I think he did sign. Look and see.
Didn't he sign like a two-year deal? Maybe not. And then, of course, they have their long snapper who they seem to be pleased with, and Tyler Ott. So I don't know. It was the tough day for guys today. They have until 4 p.m. to trim their rosters. And then there will be some fluidity. Guys will make it
and then he'll be moved. I mean, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
We'll talk more about the Commanders cutdown day with Nikki Javala coming up at 8 o'clock. She covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Next, we'll get into the Nationals. How realistic is it to bring Juan Soto home as he's a looming free agent? He's here in D.C. for the series with the Yankees against the Nats over the next few days. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.